It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
All right, moving on now to our daily focus for today. And today we're talking, or this week, we're focusing on faith versus works. The concept has been a very interesting debate to watch over the eras in the evolution of Christianity in all of Christendom. And still, the debate rages on as to what the relationship actually is between faith and work. Today, we're going to be focusing on our understanding on the role of faith in salvation. The debate between faith and works has been central to Christian theology for centuries, like I said. Many believe that the faith alone is the key to salvation, while others argue that faith must be accompanied by good works. In this discussion, we'll explore the significance of faith in our journey towards salvation and how it is emphasized in the scriptures. And that's why we're joined today and for the rest of the week by Pastor Daurai Mugodzwa. Pastor Daurai Mugodzwa, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much, Pastor. How are you?
I'm very well.
Lovely, lovely. Let's jump right in, Pastor. Without ways for further ado, what does it mean to have faith in God, and how does that faith lead to salvation?
Okay. Let me take it on. I think if I can take it on from Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 8 to 9, we can understand the issue of faith better, because it is accompanied by grace.
Say that again, Pastor.
Okay, I said we can better understand the issue of faith when we read Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 8 to 9. That's where we can have a full understanding of faith, because it is accompanied by grace, and it is a gift of God.
Do you want to read it to us, Pastor?
Okay, I can read it to you. Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 8 to 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should be boast.
Okay, go ahead. How should we understand this text from this?
Okay, so this text, we can understand it better by for by grace you have been saved through faith, that it says. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not result of works, so that no one can be boast. So grace through faith. Salvation is a gift of God's grace, receiving through faith. This highlights the role of faith in accessing God's grace. So faith is just a matter of believing in Jesus Christ, and from Jesus Christ and his death, that's where we get our grace, because his death on the cross was through grace.
So is there a difference between intellectual belief and saving faith?
Yes, it's the intellectual belief and faith. Intellectual belief is the fact of acknowledging that this thing is there, but not effect of believing it personally. Yes, I can acknowledge that there is someone by such a name, but I don't have a personal relationship with that person. That's intellectual belief.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And so if you're saying there is that difference, how can we know if we truly have a relationship or a saving faith?
Okay, we have a relationship of saving faith by believing in Jesus Christ. So let me come again on the difference between intellectual belief and saving faith. So when we are talking about intellectual belief, we refer to acknowledging the facts about Jesus Christ and the gospel, but not necessarily having a personal relationship with him. it's a head level understanding where one agrees with the teaching but doesn't necessarily surrender to them. So I can just acknowledge that this Jesus Christ, but however I don't surrender to him. That's intellectual. But when we talk about the saving faith, we are talking about believing in the salvation that comes through believing in Jesus Christ.
Let's talk about Christians in general. How do different Christian denominations interpret the role of faith in salvation?
Okay, we have different denominations. Maybe let me just outline them. Then I'll go one by one, like explaining how do they view the issue of how do they interpret the role of faith in salvation. We have Protestantism, we have Catholicism, we have Eastern Orthodox, Arminianism, Calvinism, Methodism, Anabaptism, we have Adventism. So, first of all, I can start with Protestantism. This is a group of churches that have this aspect. They emphasize faith on a faith alone, that is sola fide, as the means of salvation, citing Ephesians 2, verse 8 to 9, and Romans chapter 3, verse 28. We also have Catholicism. Catholicism, they teach that faith is necessary for salvation, but also emphasize the importance of good works in sacraments, citing James chapter 2, verse 24, and Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 and 46. And we have Eastern Orthodox, similar to Catholicism, emphasizing faith, works, and sacraments. Arminianism believes that faith is necessary, but also teaches that humans can resist or lose their salvation through sin. These are the denominations that believe or that interpret the role of faith in salvation in various ways.
Okay, let's restrict ourselves to the scriptures. What examples in the Bible demonstrate how faith alone can lead to salvation?
Okay, here are some examples in the Bible that demonstrate how faith alone can lead to salvation. Okay, we have a case study of Genesis, Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, Romans chapter 4, verse 3. In these scriptures, we have Abraham's faith, which was credited to him as righteousness, demonstrating that faith alone can lead to salvation. We have a case study of the thief on the cross. This passage, we can get it from Luke chapter 23, verse 39 to 43. The thief's faith in Jesus led to his salvation, despite his lack of good works or sacraments. We have a case of the woman with the flow of blood, that is Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34. Her faith in Jesus' power led to her healing and salvation. Another case is of the Roman centurion that we can get from Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 13. His faith in Jesus' authority led to the healing of his servant and his own salvation. So we have many examples. The list is endless. We have the issue of Cornelius, a case of Cornelius, the Philippian jailer, as well as Paul. And we have scriptures that accompany these case studies. On the issue of Cornelius, we have Acts chapter 10, verse 1 to 48. On the issue of the Philippian jailer, we have Acts chapter 16, the verses 25 to 34. And lastly, Paul, we can find this issue in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 9. So for Paul, Paul's faith in Jesus led to his salvation despite his previous good works and religious zeal.
Okay. All right. This is only day one. We'll probably have to unpack this concept of faith versus works for the entirety of the week. But we are grateful that you are here to help us understand, Pastor Mugodzwa. And I'm looking forward to your conversation tomorrow. Thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day further.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Have a good day to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Pastor. All right. That's our Pastor Taurai Mugodzwa, who is helping us understand this very delicate balance between faith and works. It's a very important balance for us to strike, because it's neither one or the other to the exclusion or the of the other. So it's important for us. The pastor comes back tomorrow, same time, to help us understand a bit more about this balance that needs to be struck between faith and works.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.